News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Med. And I am super excited to have a very dear friend here as a guest this morning. I confess I have a bias. I absolutely love the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce because I used to work there. And so I have with me this morning Christine Brewster, who is now, is your title like VP now of Membership Services? Is
Vice President of Membership.
Okay,
yep.
She's the Vice President of Membership. And Christine has been involved with the Chamber for many years. She is one of those people that makes a huge difference on Pensacola Beach. And so very beloved in the community. She, this is kind of interesting, a little background, actually hired me to be their President CEO about 3 years ago. And so it's so ironic now to have her sitting across from me here at the studio after I've retired. And it's just things come full circle, and it's great. So
absolutely.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Me too. Okay, so the reason Christine is here, Pensacola Beach Chamber does so much for the community, and we are about to embark on what we call Season Your Holidays.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you talk all about the upcoming events.
Okay. Well, first I'd like to say, today is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
Yes, ma'am. Finally,
wow,
some sunshine.
Wow, finally. Yes, it's been so awful the last few days. So we are thrilled to see some sun out on the island today and
absolutely.
In town and everywhere.
And just so you know, it's also National Pickle Day.
Oh, good
so
to know.
So take some pickles and go out to the beach. And
I love pickles. I will definitely make sure my husband knows it's Pickle Day because pickles are his favorite. Wink,
okay.
Wink.
Oh, there you go. All right. So but let's get to the serious stuff now. Season
awesome.
Your Holidays on Pensacola
okay.
Beach.
Well, Season Your Holidays is our holiday campaign. And we have, you know, we want to invite everyone out to come and join the holiday. We start that at the beginning of December, and it goes all the way through up to the first of the year. So we want to invite you to bring out your whole family just to experience our holiday island spirit. And our campaign kicks off with the lighted boat parade, which is a whole lot of fun.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It
and
is.
By the way, just in case people were wondering, Pensacola Beach is located on Santa Rosa Island.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Had to throw that in real
yes.
quick. But talk about the lighted boat parade. It's magical.
So the lighted boat parade is on Friday, December 6th. It starts at 6:30.
And that's new this year, right? Because they used to have it on Saturdays.
Yes.
So
yes.
This is, make sure you know it's Friday night this
right.
year.
So we have a little break between the lighted boat parade and the Surfin' Santa parade. So the lighted boat parade's on Friday. It starts at 6:30 at Sabine Marina. This year is going to be led by Frisky Mermaid, our friends at Frisky Mermaid.
Dee and Steve Holcomb.
That's right. That's right. We love Dee and Steve. They will lead the parade. We have about 18 boats registered. Still plenty of time to register your votes. Hint, hint. So we'd love to have you if you'd like to decorate your boat and hop on board and, you know, maybe bring some friends. It's a really good time.
And if you've never seen it before, what's really neat is the sailboats. When you put the lights, if you've never seen this, you put the lights on the sail, they look like Christmas trees.
They do.
And that's what's so special about it. And these folks locally go all out.
Yes, they do. It's so
this
much
is
fun.
Not like I'm going to throw a string of lights. No, this is there's a pride factor here. There's a kind of a competition. There are, you know, awards for the best decorated
yes,
boat.
Yes. So they will take a little trip around Little Sabine, and then they will head out under the Bob Sykes Bridge into Santa Rosa Sound, and they will end up at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, of course. We do have Santa on our lead boat, of course, and he'll hop off, disembark there at the boardwalk, and head over to the Quiet Water Beach Shell. And he will be available to meet and greet with the kids, so make sure you bring your camera, get some great Christmas photos.
There's a sleigh, right?
There is a sleigh.
So we can get
yes.
a picture with Santa in the sleigh.
Yes, the Boardwalk Association, Pensacola Beach Boardwalk Association, has a beautiful setup. So that is actually out all season long, so you can come anytime. But this is a really great time because Santa will be there.
And he comes right off the boat.
Right off the boat.
Onto yeah. the dock, which is so neat.
So fun.
So much fun.
So much fun. So, yeah. And then leading up to the actual parade, we're going to be having a kids' party that is hosted at Shaggy's Restaurant on the beach. They've done several different things over the years, like ornament making, mm-hmm. cookie decorating. So it's a great place to bring your kids and let them have a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can watch the parade, of course, from any location on Little Sabine, or you can wait till the boats leave and then walk on over to Quiet Water Boardwalk. maybe grab a bite to eat or a quick drink.
Oh, yeah,
drink.
You can make a night of it for
yes,
sure.
Yes, absolutely.
And Santa comes to that party, and then that's actually yes. Shaggy's is where the Frisky Mermaid boat is, boards that, and then comes back around to
right.
the boardwalk, right?
Exactly,
so, yeah.
yes.
So that's kind of neat. So you can go there and kind of get with Santa ahead of time.
Yeah, and then, of course, after the parade, our friends at Bamboo Willie's are hosting fireworks over Santa Rosa
they
Sound.
They are?
So,
oh,
yeah,
how cool.
So it's going to be a great night. We're really, really excited. We're going to hope for good weather, but we do have a rain date just in case because, you know, we never know. Scheduled for December 6th. Rain date is December 13th, which is just the following Friday.
Okay, so Friday, December 6th. What time does all this start? They said the Shaggy starts
at... So Shaggy starts at 4. That's
okay.
from 4 to
and
6.
And is that free?
That is free.
Okay.
Yep. That is free. So bring your kids, dress them up cute, get mm-hmm. some pictures with Santa, decorate some cookies, make some ornaments. And then, of course, the parade starts at 6:30. I will say it does take a little bit of time for those boats to get around to the boardwalk. So
right.
don't give up if you don't see them as quickly as you think you might. They're coming. They're coming. and because of the depth of the sound there, they do have to go way out into the sound.
Because they're coming from the Little Sabine under the bridge
correct,
into
correct.
The sound.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a pretty good little trip.
So it's a hike.
Yeah.
But you can see them from a distance, and then they'll come up and circle around close up, and you'll get to see all the lights and all the folks having fun on the boat. So it's a really, really good time.
It's special. And that's been a long-standing tradition on Pensacola Beach.
It has. I have to admit, I don't know how
I was
many
gonna,
years.
I don't know either. Ooh. I should know I should know that, but I don't.
Well, good. That makes me feel better.
No, I was just thinking, I know who would know. It was Shelley. It was Shelley Johnson
Shelley
from Island
Johnson,
Times. Probably,
call no. in and tell us how many years.
In, yeah. So that's really neat. So that's all happening on Friday night.
Correct.
Okay. So what's next?
So next we have Sunday, the Surfin' Santa Beach Parade. And that also is a longstanding event, many, many years, longer mm-hmm. than the boat parade.
Right.
So that
right.
one's been going on a really long time. That starts at 2:00 on Sunday. And we have thousands of people who come to the beach for that parade. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of just a sweet little parade. It's low mm-hmm. key and just lots of fun. So we have Santa again. That parade is sponsored by Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Tours and East Coast Title and Escrow.
Okay.
Santa rides in the parade.
Is there still opportunities for people to sponsor if they wanted to and to be in the parades, both of them, the light boat and this one?
Absolutely. Registration is still open for both of these events until Monday, November 25th. So we still have plenty
good.
Of time
okay.
to register. And we would love to have more entries. Just some notable entries for the parade are, hold on, I wrote these down. So I don't forget. The Gulf Breeze Junior ROTC Color Guard.
Cool.
The McGuire's Pipe Band, which is always a lot of
so
fun.
Good.
Yeah,
yes.
they're a lot of fun. The crew of Wicked Pirates, the crew of Brew, Pensacola Blue Wahoos is bringing out their van.
Yay.
So that'll be a lot of fun. Dancingly Yours Studio, Miss Monette's bringing her dancers out.
They,
and they are
so
adorable.
Precious. I love them. And
yes.
they actually won Most Spirited a couple years
yes,
ago.
They so. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And then, of course, many, many more. And we have plenty of time to register. So if you would like to bring out your crew or just some fun walkers, we have a group of ladies that dress up in feathers. We call them the Feather Girls, and they're tons of fun.
Do I recall seeing some mermaids as well?
Oh, yes.
The Women's Club?
Yes. The Pensacola Beach Women's Club, they come out and dress like mermaids and walk, and they're a wonderful group of ladies that volunteer and support all of the events on our beach. So we're thrilled to have them. Yeah, so as far as awards, we definitely have awards for those, as well as the Lighted Boat Parade. We have a Most Merry for the Lighted Boat Parade, mm-hmm. over 27 feet, Most Merry under 27 feet, and then, of course, Best of Show.
Okay, that sounds great. So, and then the that's date of the Lighted Boat Parade is the 6th.
Correct.
Friday the 6th, and then?
Parade is Sunday the 8th.
Sunday the 8th, okay.
And, of course, there is a rain date for that as well, which would be the following Sunday, the 15th.
15th, okay. And on the 8th, what time is the parade?
The parade starts at 2.
Okay.
It starts at Avenida 10, which is near the...
kind of down by the... There's a little park right there.
Yes, Gowan Park.
Thank you. That's what
Thank
I could
you. Sorry, Gowan Park. And they'll kind of start lining up there and get started, and then they will go all the way to the Gulfside Pavilion.
Okay, well, I'm talking this morning with Christine Brewster. She's the VP of Membership at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The number here, if you have some questions, 850-437-1620, and you can also text those in. We'll be back. We've got some more things to talk to you about for seasoning your holidays on Pensacola Beach. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Tune in Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as the special guest will be Chief Dan Helms from the Santa Rosa Creek Band to discuss the upcoming 2024 Creek Fest, a Creek Indian cultural experience on November 23rd and 24th in Milton on William Norris Road. Hear all about the Liven Creek Village, the petting zoo and crafts, and all the fun. Get all the details Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and we just heard a little bit about some of the events that are happening for the holidays, and I just want to remind you that we have kickoff the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees is happening this weekend, so you can get in the spirit and take home the tree of your dreams. They're going to have trees and wreaths. All have been decorated by local designers and organizations, and they're going to be on display Friday through Sunday at the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. They're going to be up for auction and for sale, and all the proceeds benefit our friends at WSRE PBS and the programs you love. So you can catch the holiday spirit, starting off with the Festival of Trees, and there'll also be an opportunity for free photos with Santa, holiday music, and here's the best part, admission is free. So this morning I'm here on Pep Talk with Christine Brewster, VP of Membership with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. We talked a little bit about the Lighted Boat Parade, which is the weekend of December 6th, and the Surfing Santa Beach Parade, which will be that Sunday. But there's more.
But there's more.
Tell us what's next after all of that.
So, of course, we want to kick off our new year with New Year's Eve fireworks. Those are going to take place on Tuesday, December 31st at midnight over the Santa Rosa Sound. So you can see those from quite a few places on the island. If you're a local, you know, of course, come on out, spend the day with us. We'll hope for another beautiful Chamber of Commerce day. And spend the day with us, have some lunch, hang out, maybe go downtown, have some dinner, and come back and watch the fireworks.
Well, a lot of people may not realize, but this particular fireworks show is sponsored by the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, and we are so excited to have the support from Escambia County. The Tourist Development Council gave us a grant, and that grant has enabled us to have the largest fireworks display on New Year's Eve on the Gulf Coast. From here all the way to Panama City, we have the biggest fireworks display, so you're not going to want to miss that.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, and then you're going to stay up to watch the fireworks.
Yes, then you're going to get up on the next day, which is Wednesday, January 1st. You're
right.
Going to put on your flippers, and you're going to head over to Paradise Bar and Grill, where we're going to have our polar bear plunge.
Okay, we need to back up.
We should probably clarify.
Wait a second. There's someone that's moved here from up north that's going, what? So we have a polar bear plunge in Florida at Paradise.
And well, historically speaking, it's usually about 75 degrees, so it's not that.
The water's
polar-ish.
Kind of cold. The water's a little cold.
The water is cold,
yeah,
yes,
the
for
cold,
sure.
Relatively
for sure.
Speaking.
So we have hundreds of folks who come out. This is a long-time event sponsored by Paradise. They are wonderful partners, and we love them for everything they do.
Between 900 and 1,000 people do this last year.
It's just crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
And the Chamber does sponsor it, and you can get T-shirts. So
yes.
You do have to sign up to do it because it's a safety thing.
Correct.
Make sure you sign up.
So we'd have you sign up. Everyone who signs up gets a T-shirt. This event this year is sponsored by All Season Service Network. And we have some adorable shirts coming soon. So
yes.
You will get your shirt.
Anything for the kids?
Yes. We have our polar bear cub club.
Whoa.
Not pub club.
Wait.
We are at Paradise.
Polar bear cub club. Okay,
yes.
So they get the little polar bear.
Yes.
Okay, because those are pretty cute.
They are pretty cute.
Cute little polar bears.
So all of our little ones who want to participate, it's $5. You get your little baggie with some candy and maybe some stickers and your cute little polar bear. And we have some... lots of kids participate in
yeah,
this.
There's
no age limit on this,
young or old.
Young
I've seen
or
a little
old.
Bit of everything, quite frankly.
Well, yes.
And people do dress up for this in very festive outfits.
Absolutely.
Festive, I'm using the term festive loosely.
Yes. And there is a costume contest.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
So definitely you want to come, you know, bring your crew and come dressed up. My favorite are always the group costumes.
That's right.
You
yeah,
know.
I remember that from last year for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Well, when does all this happen? So you have an option. You could stay out on the beach for
Correct.
The fireworks
yep.
and then get up early, come on down to Paradise, and they'll have food and drinks and things like that. Get your T-shirt. But what time? What's kind of the time frame on all this?
So registration starts at noon. We actually do ask that you pre-register, and you can do that on our website. It just helps with that long line of
yes.
900 to 1,000 people.
Yes.
So if you pre-register, you can just pop by, pick up your T-shirt. I will sign you in. Just, you know, a little bit of safety information. We do recommend that you wear water shoes. You don't have to, but, you know, it might add to the costume. I don't know. But anyway, registration starts at noon that day, and then the plunge is at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay.
Yes.
So you're there at noon. Get have a little cocktail just to kind of get yourself ready to jump in the water.
That's right.
I will say last year was hilarious because people didn't stay in very long.
No. I mean, there are those.
No. There was a few, of course, but it really is fun. If you can tell, just thinking about it, we're both sitting here smiling because it really is just a fun way to kick off the year. And we've all talked about we talked a little bit, Christine, about yesterday was World Kindness Day, you know, and doing kind things and like reaching out for the joy in life and trying to do something fun. And we can celebrate. It's a new year. We're going to have the fireworks that night and then come out and this is just silliness.
Absolutely. But super fun silliness.
Super fun silliness, exactly.
This is one of my favorite events. It's just, I love seeing all of the people, like you say, young.
There's no
and
restrictions because you don't have to be necessarily athletic. You don't have to be in shape. You can wear anything. Kind of anything goes.
Anything goes. That is true. That is
all right.
True.
Well, we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes, but I'm talking this morning with the VP of Membership at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, Christine Brewster, on Pep Talk with Meg. We'll be back in just a minute.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at SouthernClimateSolutions.com.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. 11 to 2 before
Guy
Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, I'm Meg. I'm laughing because this is News Radio 92.3, and I'm clearly a rookie, so I'm going to punch an occasional wrong button here. But you are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Christine Brewster's here, VP of Membership with the Pensacola Beach Chamber. Got a couple minutes left, Christine, and we've talked about a bunch of things for season your holidays on Pensacola Beach. We talked about the Lighted Boat Parade and the Surf and Santa Parade, the fireworks, and also the Polar Bear Plunge. But if folks want to be in the parades, what do they need to do? And how can people find out more information about the chamber itself? Because you do a lot more than events.
Absolutely.
Year round, so
absolutely.
Well, they're in contact and what, give them all the info.
Okay, sure. There's still plenty of time to register for all of our events that are coming up. And we would just ask that you go to our website at PensacolaBeachChamber.com and you will click on our events tab, scroll on down to the bottom, season your holidays, and then all of our holiday events will pop up. So you can choose any of those events, click on those and register directly from our website, and we would love to have any of you come and join us, sponsor our events or participate in our events, bring your floats or your walkers and have a lot of fun in the parade or decorate your boat, and of course plunge with us on New Year's Day.
So it's PensacolaBeachChamber.com, and they can pay online. They can register with a credit card online.
Correct.
Right? So
correct.
That makes it really, really easy.
Yep.
And you've got all those events coming up. And then if you're interested in chamber membership, what can they do?
Well, I'd love to talk to you about chamber membership.
Yes.
Of course, you can find that information as well on our chamber page. We do have a Facebook page that would invite you to check out. We do share all of our members' events, and we let the community know what's going on. So we love our members, and we would love for you to be one of our members.
Well, I'm proud to say that the Pensacola Beach Chamber has really grown in the last couple of years.
Yes,
a few
it
years
has.
Ago, it was around 100. Now we're over 300 members. We have a great ambassadors group, because you may not realize that the Beach Chamber also runs the Visitor Information Center.
That's
out
correct.
On Pensacola Beach. So we had started out with 6 to 10 ambassadors. I think we're up to 40 now.
Pretty like close. Yes, we have an amazing group of ambassadors, which is led by the ever famous Jack Brink. He
yes.
does a great job taking
yes.
care of all
Mr.
of our
Brink.
Ambassadors.
Hats off.
And we really have a lot of fun. We do a lot of work out there,
yeah.
but we have a lot of fun.
And the Chamber does care about its members. They do a lot of starting to do advocacy now with the Government Affairs Council. So if your business is interested in joining, Christine is your person.
I'm
VP
your girl.
Of membership. She's your girl. And you can get in touch with her at the chamber at 932-1500, 850-932-1500, or on the website.
www.pensacolabeachchamber.com.
All right. Thanks, Christine, for coming in this morning. This has been so fun.
Thanks
so
for having me,
I'm so excited about the holidays. And you've been listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Have a great day.